In this bulletin, concerns about the potential use of chemical weapons in Ukraine, temporary accommodation to be offered to flood victims in New South Wales, and in football, Chelsea's owner sanctioned in the UK for his links to Vladimir Putin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Defence Minister Peter Dutton says there are credible reports to suggest Russia could use chemical weapons in the Ukraine conflict. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss is backing up these concerns, warning it would be a grave mistake for Vladimir Putin to use the weapons. Mr. Dutton has told Channel 7 everyone wants to see a peaceful outcome for Ukraine, but the situation remains uncertain.
China can exert influence on President Putin because that's really, as I see it, one of the only exit strategies to get Putin out of the Ukraine as quickly as possible.
The United Nations estimates 2.3 million people have now fled Ukraine and almost 2 million people are internally displaced. There are calls for a safe passage to enable humanitarian supplies to be delivered, with reports the Russian Defence Ministry will declare a ceasefire. It's hoped this decision will enable the opening up of humanitarian corridors for the evacuation of Ukrainians from five cities. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says essentials are in short supply.
For its part, the World Food Programme today said it is deeply concerned about the impact of conflict on Ukraine's food security and the waning ability of families in embattled areas to feed themselves.
Politicians are paying their respects to Victorian Labor Senator Kimberley Kitchen, who died suddenly in Melbourne at the age of 52. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the party is shocked by the tragedy, and many colleagues are posting tributes on social media. Senator Kitchen died from a suspected heart attack, and she joined the Senate in 2016 and is being remembered for her advocacy work. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has declared it a top priority to help residents in the flood-hit Northern Rivers region of the state. Mr. Perrottet says finding homes for displaced people, providing financial support and cleaning up flooded communities should take precedence. The state government, together with the federal government, has allocated $551 million in housing support for 25,000 households. The Minister for Families and Communities, Natasha McLaren-Jones, says homes will be provided as temporary accommodation to offer people some stability.
It is part of a package of accommodation that's being provided, which also includes pod homes that will be placed on people's properties while their homes are being rebuilt, along with also rent assistance. And we're working with private providers like Airbnb and Stays.
The body of sportsman Shane Warne is back on Australian soil after he arrived on a charter flight from Thailand in Melbourne last night. Several fans were waiting at Essendon Airport for the plane's arrival.
It was sad when the actual plane was coming in, knowing that someone who's such a legend and so young wasn't here. But it was good to see the plane come in, knowing he's on home soil where he belongs. So, yeah, 100%. Rest in peace, Shane.
It's good to see people here for him.
Britain is imposing sanctions on the owner of the Chelsea Football Club and Rosneft's chief executive because of their links to Russia's President Vladimir Putin. The move, which includes travel bans and freezing of assets, is in response to criticism that Britain has acted slowly since Russian troops invaded Ukraine. Prime Minister Boris Johnson wouldn't comment on specific individuals, but says anyone with ties to Russia's leader means the government should take action.
What I've always said is that we will continue to ratchet up our sanctions as this goes forward, as Vladimir Putin intensifies his aggression against the Ukrainian people. We've taken the powers to do that, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, now today's weather: Perth very hot, partly cloudy and 39 degrees. Adelaide mostly sunny, 27. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 21. Much the same in Hobart, 21 degrees. Canberra mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong partly cloudy, 21. Sydney similar conditions, 24. Newcastle partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Brisbane a shower or two, 27. Cairns showers and 33. And Darwin partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.